From the Radio Ranch in beautiful Sugar Land, Texas, where life truly is sweeter, it's the Bombastic Blogcast for Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
There yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, and one heck of a nice guy. Let's get things officially started with...
The Daily Denogram.
Yep, words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. And this one comes to us from Voltaire, who said, "I disapprove of what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it."
Whoa.
That's right. Kind of like the foundation for our First Amendment. I'm just not sure that my government will defend it.
I am depressed.
Let's move along now to the so-called educational part of the blogcast. Here we go.
Twisted history.
Should be big.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Be sure.
Some cool, some not so cool.
I know.
Just the same. You need to know your twisted history.
Yes, you do.
You might be quizzed.
See? You've been warned. Well, kids, it was on this day in 1901, the first great Texas oil gusher was discovered at Spindletop in Beaumont, Texas, not far from here. This event led to the explosion known as Houston.
Wow.
And it was on this day in 1946, the United States Army Signal Corps successfully conducted Project Diana, bouncing radio waves off the moon and receiving the reflected signals. Man, it must have taken a huge antenna to pull that off.
I got a bad feeling about this.
After the woke mob tried to cancel Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, she got some beautiful karma. Now, she had to wait some time to get it, but she got it. Actually, few celebrities have been attacked by the woke mob more often than J.K. Rowling. She's an outspoken liberal author, best known for the Harry Potter series of books. She came under fire from the left after she stood up for a woman. She stood up for a woman who had been fired for supporting the biological definition of gender. Now, transgender activists and other progressives have tried to destroy Rowling's career. As we all know, these people have no sense of humor whatsoever. But she apologized for offending, but has not changed her views on gender, nor should she. After years of attempts to cancel Ms. Rowling, readers finally responded last year from the Daily Wire. Listen to this. Harry Potter book profits continued to soar in 2023, despite numerous attempts to cancel the famed author of the book series, J.K. Rowling. In 2023, Pottermore Publishing, a global digital audiobook and ebook publisher of Harry Potter books, and affiliated Wizarding World Titles, experienced a surge in sales going from approximately $7 million U.S. to more than $11.9 million over the last fiscal year, according to GB News. Wow. So the sale of Harry Potter audiobooks and ebooks soared. $7 million up to $11.9 million. Not too shabby. And this is a huge defeat for the woke mob, of course, which has been trying to destroy Rowling's career and legacy for several years. Because, as we all know, the woke mob hates, doesn't dislike, they hate anyone and everyone who disagrees with them. Now, the news is particularly worth noting considering the age of the series. The last Harry Potter book was published in 2007. The last work to come out from the expanded series was in 2019. So this means there wasn't a new work or project that came out last year to spur sales. Now, this is a massive boom in sales that came from fans buying older books, be they audiobooks or digital book formats. Now, this is an even more embarrassing defeat for the woke mob. Even after trashing Rowling's reputation for years, readers are still paying money for books from her, and these are books that they've already read. Cancel culture has taken major hits in recent years. Several notable actors and comedians have defied attempts to destroy their careers. They continue to produce specials, appear in movies and TV shows, and perform live. It's starting to look like the woke mob is rapidly losing influence in show business. And that's true. I mean, what I just read for you there was from Mick Farthing over at PJ Newsletter. And it's all true. We've noticed this. But yet the woke mob is still noisy. There's still that squeaky wheel. They continue to make noise. So how do you handle this? What do you do? Because it's obvious the woke mob is not going to go away. They are losing influence, but they're not going to go away. They're going to continue to make noise. So what do you do? What's the proper way to handle these people? Ignore them. Just ignore them. Stand for truth, justice, and the American way. Like Superman. I mean, have you been watching Bill Maher lately? I don't watch his program on HBO because there's way too much that Bill Maher and I disagree with or disagree on regarding politics. I don't like his politics. But his common sense, I love it. But yeah, the man is a classic liberal, and he reeks with common sense. Now, he said things in the past that just really ticked me off, like the time that he mentioned that the real courage shown on 9/11 was on the part of the pilots who flew those planes into the World Trade Center. Yeah. Okay, he may have had a point, but his sense of timing in saying that was just way off. But Bill is like anybody else. He can make mistakes. I've seen him go head-to-head with people like Dave Rubin, and Dave Rubin, probably the only person who can truly set Bill Maher straight. And Maher doesn't just argue for the sake of arguing. He'll take a point, and if he feels that it needs defense, he will defend it, and he'll do it sensibly. And you may still disagree with him, but at least you've had a good conversation. So when it comes to the woke mob, there's only one way to handle them, and that's by not handling them at all. Ignore them. Let them continue to throw that little temper tantrum. It's like when your kids were small, and you went to the grocery store, and they wanted something, and you said no, and they just threw themselves down onto the floor and started pounding on the linoleum floor with their hands and feet. And if you just stand there and laugh at them, which I did. My oldest child did that one time. She threw a temper tantrum in the grocery store one day. And the wife and I just laughed at her. Not in a mean, taunting laugh, just kind of giggled. And she turned around and looked at us. Never happened again. So really, that's the way we need to handle the woke mob. Because the woke mob, understand them for what they are. These are people who are totally, in every way, shape, and form, are totally unreasonable people. Unreasonable. And you can wait your entire lifetime, and nothing's going to happen to make them reasonable. You're not going to be able to convert them. Stop trying. You would do better to try to convert Muslims to Christians. You'd have a better track record there than trying to convert the woke mob, wokesters. They don't deal in common sense. They don't deal in reasoning whatsoever. And most of all, they don't deal in humanity. And this idiocy regarding how many different genders there are, I mean, how stupid can you get? And the fact that there are people within the mainstream media who are all too happy to hand a camera and a microphone to these people so they can just blather their brains out, spewing their idiotic philosophy such as it is, just really, really gets under my skin. With all the things going on in this world that we need to understand, things that we need to deal with on a daily basis, and you're giving a microphone and a camera to these wokesters so that they can just be stupid in front of God and everybody? Please. I remember watching a speech by Louisiana Representative John Kennedy, and in the speech at one point he said, "I don't hate anybody." And I thought, wow, that's really nice, and I wish I could say the same thing, but I'm sorry, I'm a flawed human being, and there are a few people I truly hate. And there's no way that I'm going to be able to turn that around. And at the top of that list is Nancy Pelosi. I just find that woman just absolutely contemptible. How she got to be where she is, I don't know. I'm just grateful she's no longer Speaker of the House. She has done more harm to this country and our economy than I think any other single person in Washington. Now, Sean Kervin wrote an article for the Patriot Journal where he said, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer, the old saying goes, and it looks like elites in Congress are raking in the dough any way they can. Some members of Congress who have left D.C. complained on the way out that they couldn't live well on their six-figure retirement pension. They whine about living in luxury while Americans struggle to put food on the table and gas in the car to get to work so they can pay the taxes that feed these rich elites. Well, he's right. Now there's a new report that one of the most controversial Democrats in Congress has padded her bank account even more while in office. After this news was exposed, people might wonder just how she made such timely investments while working on the people's business. Now, you'd have to have been living under a rock not to have known that Pelosi has been accused on more than a couple of occasions of fattening her bank account by insider trading. So here's a clip from the Daily Caller. Former House Speaker and Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi of California made a 65% profit on her stock trading portfolio in 2023, according to an analysis of House of Representatives financial disclosure records by the group Unusual Whales. I like that name, Unusual Whales. Yeah, Pelosi put together a whale of a deal in the stock market with her husband, Paul, who's a venture capitalist in San Francisco. Unusual Whales reported that in 2023, the Pelosi portfolio dealt in trading options contracts. Now, these allow the contract holder to buy a stock at a lower price than its market value. So let that sink in. The group reported that the Pelosi deals outperformed the Standard & Poor's 500 index of the U.S. stock market's largest companies by a margin of 40%. Now, Jeff Hauser, the director of the Revolving Door Project, said it's a sign of quasi-insider trading that's corrupt and should be banned. It's either an addiction to risk or a sign of corruption. To put the Pelosi margin of success in perspective, there's a common saying in trading that 90% of traders fail. There are wins and losses on both sides of a trade, with a select few traders consistently earning high margins of returns. And then the outlet reported that the Pelosi's profits surpassed those of the largest hedge funds in the United States. The largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, lost 7.6% last year, while Republican donor Ken Griffin's Citadel LLC topped most funds with 15.3% in gains. None were able to top the S&P 500, which gained more than 20%. That's huge. So Hauser said there are teams of people at sophisticated hedge funds that exist to find minor arbitrage opportunities to make a profit. It's preposterous to think the Pelosis are finding profit where Bridgewater or Renaissance Capital is missing it. Great point. Now, timing's everything. And the Pelosis appear to have their trading clock timed to perfection. Media reports were hectic in 2022 with reports of Paul Pelosi trading stocks in NVIDIA, a manufacturer of semiconductors. His deals went down just before Nancy worked to pass the CHIPS Act in the House using her influence as Speaker. CHIPS boosted U.S. semiconductor manufacturing with billions of dollars in government subsidies, and make no mistake about it, we needed to do that. We are dependent on Taiwan and China for our computer chips. But just the same, reports show Paul Pelosi then divested his NVIDIA holdings before purchasing $1 to $5 million in call options last November. So while Nancy Pelosi is the highest profile member of Congress with successful trading, she doesn't rank highest among politicians in D.C. Democrat Rep. Brian Higgins of New York spent the majority of his career in elected office, and he's done well in the trading world. Reports show he topped all House members by raking in a 239% profit in 2023. Did you catch that? 239% profit. Pelosi was ninth on the list, actually. Second through fourth on the list were Republicans Mark Green of Tennessee, Garrett Graves of Louisiana, and David Rouser of North Carolina. They gained 122.2%, 107.6%, and 105.6%, respectively. Now, Pelosi's justified her investment earnings against questions about her conduct by saying, "We are a free market economy. Congress should be able to participate in that." Nobody's been able to come back on that. But clearly somebody who has an R or a D behind their name and they're in Congress, clearly they have undue influence in certain areas. Influence where people like you and I, well, we have no influence whatsoever. Shut up. Do your job. Get your pay, send in your taxes. But shut up. Wow. I was going to say something profound like, wow, what this country has come to. But the sad truth is, this is nothing new. Should it end? Well, yeah, of course. But then again, the representatives themselves have a valid argument. What they get paid, $174,000 a year, I think it is. They're expected to live on that in Washington, D.C.? Can't do it. So that leaves the door open for, well, let's call it what it is, corruption. Got a new poll that shows that nearly 40% of Americans believe Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. The 2023 poll conducted by The Washington Post and the University of Wisconsin, both of them liberal organizations, extremely liberal. And they found that more respondents believe that Biden is an illegitimate president compared to its 2022 edition. So the number is increasing. Concerns about Biden's legitimacy have increased across the board, with Republicans, Democrats, and independents now expressing skepticism. Well, how can you not? The National Pulse said, belief in Biden's legitimacy fell by nearly 10 points among adult Americans between 2022 and 23, with just over 60% saying he's the legitimate president in 2023, compared to nearly 70% in 2022. Then they went on, said, among Republicans, belief in the legitimacy of the 2020 election and Biden's victory fell from 40% to just over 30%. And among Democrats, almost 10% now say Biden is an illegitimate president compared to roughly 5% in 2022. Did you catch that? That's Democrats. And the same sentiments were also reflected among independent-leaning respondents, with only 66% believing Biden's presidency is legitimate in 2023 compared to 72% in 2022. And perhaps most concerning for Biden is the erosion of support among young Americans. That's happening big time. Got a lot of kids out there, graduated from college, got a sheepskin on the wall, and they can't get a job. And the polling data reveals American youth are less likely to believe Biden's a legitimate president than older Americans. Imagine that. And according to the Pulse, the backlash against Biden comes as Democrats step up efforts to remove former President Donald Trump from 2024 primary and general election ballots over accusations that he orchestrated an insurrection on January 6th of 2021. But remember this, the word is getting out. It's becoming more and more apparent through more and more reporting sources that according to the law, Trump did no such thing. It was not an insurrection. not by any definition of the word. Now, voters have increasingly turned on the Biden government over its handling of the unchecked flow of illegal immigrants, a sluggish economy, concerns about him abusing office to financially enrich his family. More and more accusations are coming out. You know, the fact that the man hasn't been convicted by now just amazes me. Now, a separate survey from 2023 also found that Biden is a poor leader and a president who cannot be trusted. How about that? That poll was by the Center Square and Noble Predictive Insights, NPI. And they sampled 2,500 registered voters, pretty good number, who leaned Republican, Democrat, and Independent from July 31st to August 3rd of 23. And it found that 49% of respondents say Biden is not a strong leader. 49% also believe that Biden doesn't have the judgment to serve effectively, while 47% say he's not trustworthy. 66% of respondents say the country's headed in the wrong direction with Biden at the helm, while 54% of respondents disapprove of the job he's doing. So, you know, it just goes to show you that most voters see Biden as a poor leader who can't be trusted. Now, NPI CEO Mike Noble noted how Biden's rating is underwater with both older and younger voters. And he also pointed out that 4 in 10 Democratic-leaning voters and 7 in 10 independents think the country's going in the wrong direction. The Biden campaign is mainly relying on voters who lean Democratic and independent to secure a win in 24, and it's just not going to happen. Meanwhile, a third survey conducted by National Public Radio and Marist College between August 11th and 14th of 23 found that 52% of respondents disapprove of how Biden does his job as president. The poll, which involved 1,220 adults, also found that his disapproval rating is more pronounced along party lines. To be expected. An overwhelming majority of respondents who identified as Republicans, 91%, are dissatisfied with his work. The same set. I'd like to meet that 9% who think he's okay among Republicans, really. And the same sentiment was seen in respondents who identified as independent, with 55% expressing dissatisfaction with Biden's performance. I mean, everybody is dissatisfied with his performance. I mean, to the point where Dick Durbin, Senator Dick, said that Joe Biden should think twice before debating Donald Trump. I mean, make no mistake about it, Joe Biden is way underwater. He's drowning. How can you justify this stupidity? This is just insane. But the state of California, according to Jim Hoft, writing in Gateway Pundit, just announced an expansion of its health insurance programs to provide coverage for sex change procedures for illegal aliens. Wow. For over a decade, Democrats have called for free health care for illegal aliens in the United States. That's something Americans can't get. You can't get free health care, but they want to give it to illegal aliens. Democrats were open to this idea back in 2009. In 2015, then-Governor Jerry Brown, what a whack job, enacted legislation that enabled illegal alien children to be eligible for Medi-Cal. 2018, California Democrat Gavin Newsom campaigned to pay for universal health care for all illegal aliens. I'm just sitting here shaking my head. It just goes way beyond human comprehension. In 2019, California Democrat Governor Newsom signed a bill into law to give taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens ages 19 to 25. And then in 22, Newsom proposed a budget that would pay for all illegals to have free health care. And now, starting this month, over 700,000 illegal aliens between the ages of 26 and 49 will also be eligible for health insurance. Now, Medi-Cal is the state version of the low-income federal Medicaid program, and it's going to cover the health care costs for foreign nationals. The Daily Caller reported that California's state health care program, Medi-Cal, covers sex change surgeries and hormones for illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, according to a memo first circulated in May of 22. And this expansion is part of the state's broader efforts to provide health care regardless of immigration status. Pure insanity. Absolute insanity. But then again, that's what California has become known for, right? So the memo states, let me read that to you. Gender-affirming care refers to treatment provided to address incongruence between a person's gender assigned at birth and their gender identity. Gender-affirming care is a covered Medi-Cal benefit when medically necessary. See, what constitutes medically necessary? Voodoo doctors. Anyhow, requests for gender-affirming care should be from specialists experienced in providing culturally competent care to transgender and gender-diverse individuals and should use nationally recognized guidelines. Yeah, guidelines that were concocted over the last maybe 24 months. I mean, this is really, it's not legitimate. Let's call it what it is. It is an illegitimate voodoo science. And then it says here, medical necessity is assessed and services shall be recommended by treating licensed medical health or mental health professionals and physicians and surgeons experienced in treating patients with incongruence between their gender identity and gender assigned at birth. And of course, critics argue the state's priorities are misaligned, considering the existing challenges in the healthcare system. And boy, they got a lot of them. You know, like the mental health crisis, increasing rates of homelessness, that's another one. And man, that, you can't see a brighter example of that than you can out there in California. And the need for more comprehensive medical care for low-income citizens. Those are the people who are being ignored the most. The people who really can't afford, I'm talking working people who really can't afford medical insurance. They can't get it, but illegal aliens can get sex change operations in California. So, here again, I've said this before. Maybe it's time for that big one, you know, the big earthquake that's going to cause the state of California to slide off into the Pacific. Maybe the time is now. To the Comedy Corner with Ray DeVito.
Do you feel good, Utah?
Nice. I love it. They asked me, what backdrop do you want? And I'm like, can you make it look like my uncle's garage from 1987? So, perfect. It's good times, man. Yeah, the fact that I can reference 1987 lets you know that I'm over 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some enthusiasm for that. Dude, I'm jealous of the kids today. Like, they got the internet to shame their parents into paying attention to them. Yeah, something we didn't have. I realized this a couple years ago when I was having anxiety attacks. I'm at the doctor's office, and she goes, all right, she goes, before I give you any medication, she goes, I want to know, what do you take for your ADHD? I was like, this is the first time anyone's ever told me that I have that. She's like, wow, anxiety and ADHD? You had me bouncing off the walls when you were a kid. How did your parents handle that? I'm like, they hit me? Which I do not condone hitting kids, but ADHD and anxiety, like, I could not stand still, right? Like, what are you gonna do, a timeout? I can't stand still, now I gotta go stand in the corner and look at a wall for an hour? Right, forget that, just smack me, let me go run around in a yard. Right, trying to fix ADHD and anxiety with a timeout be like trying to stop someone's asthma attack by having them do jumping jacks. I got nieces and nephews, and my sister, like, she's changed over the years. But like, when my niece was eight, I got her a Barbie for an eight-year-old girl. I thought that was nice. My sister gave me grief. She goes, Barbie is not appropriate because she is gonna grow up and expect to look like Barbie. Yeah, I think that's ridiculous because when I was a kid, I had toys I never expected to turn into Chewbacca. And besides, you need toys to be fantasy, right? You do. If they're realistic, they'd be depressing. It's like, hey, what do you got there? Some Transformers? The kid's like, no, I got a Steve in his cubicle. He's complete with 30 grand of student loan debt. A bunch of antidepressant medications. But he's got a bunch of staplers he can just get from a supply closet whenever he wants. It's different, man. Like, for some, like, everything happening, somehow Disney, like, is going escaping through all this. Like, hey, do you remember, like, Disney when we were kids? Like, every fairy tale was horrifying. Every one of them. Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. Just some young girl who ends up unconscious. Yeah, just, yeah. And then one day, some guy she doesn't know kisses her in the middle of the night. Yeah, in real life, that story ends in a court of law.
Have a wonderful Wednesday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's Bombastic Blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And you be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
That's it?
Tomorrow, G-Man.